And now for a warning. Television is in the grip of a terrifying pandemic. Or maybe an obsession with pandemics is a better way to put it. This year has seen a feverish spike in dramas where the antagonist is a deadly virus. These shows include Helix on Sci-Fi, The Strain on FX, and The Last Ship, which starts Sunday on TNT. NPR's Neda Ulaby wondered why the enthusiasm for these programs is so infectious.
You can probably trace this outbreak to one of the most popular shows of the past few years. In the first season of The Walking Dead, an epidemiologist, the last surviving one at the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, explains how this virus turns people into zombies.
It invades the brain like meningitis. The brain goes into shutdown, then the major organs, then death.
Monstrous mutant viruses also confront poor CDC scientists on the show Helix, where a disease rips through an isolated polar research station.
I've been around some nasty hot agents, but I've never seen anything like that.
No one has seen anything like this.
You still thinking retrovirus? Looks more like some kind of hemorrhagic fever.
Things are even worse on The Last Ship. The ship is a Navy destroyer that spent months in radio silence on a top-secret mission. Then, a message from the U.S. president.
Most of our population, a little of our armed forces, is dying or dead. We have no allies. We have no enemies. Just a world of sick, desperate people.
Shows where nearly everyone on the planet sickens and dies appeal to scholar Nancy Toms.
Oh, I couldn't be happier.
Toms studies the history of epidemics. She wrote a book called The Gospel of Germs. She says science fiction and horror often reflect contemporary fears. So during the Cold War, for example, we saw movies about big, scary, nuclear-related monsters. Now, she says, we worry about our bodies turning against us in an age of gluten allergies, genetically modified food, and mad cow disease.
From what you buy in the grocery store to what you may be breathing when you walk down the street.
Not to mention the viral spread of terror cells and viruses attacking our computers. But we in the United States have not faced a major pandemic since AIDS. A little removal from fictional threats is useful, says writer Chuck Hogan. He says viruses are metaphors and perfect villains. The show he co-created is called The Strain. It starts next month on FX.
One of the major themes I think that we play with is the mixture of sort of the ancient and the modern.
And what's more ancient or more implacable than viruses and diseases?
They can't be reasoned with and you can't negotiate with them and they're hard to avoid, and yet used to be something terrible happened in a city, it was fairly contained.
Here we go.
In The Strain, an airplane lands at JFK in New York. Almost everyone on it is mysteriously dead. A pair of CDC epidemiologists finds evidence of a viral outbreak.
Look at that.
He's looking for a host. It's desperate.
There's another dimension to viruses, says Hogan, that amplifies their horror.
You're most likely to either receive it or pass it on to a loved one.
In The Strain, the virus turns people into vampires. Other dramas, like The Last Ship, portray pandemics more realistically.
The birds.
They're just the carriers. They pick up the virus from the melting permafrost. We finally found their feeding grounds.
In The Last Ship, says its co-creator Stephen Kane, climate change is responsible for releasing a deadly primordial virus that infects 80% of the planet's people.
We spoke to scientists as we were doing our research. We told them our premise. They said, well, that's our worst nightmare.
He's been exposed.
Put him back in a suit. We quarantine him on the ship.
Look at the disease cowboy.
Scholar Nancy Toms loves that so many of these shows about pandemics feature scientists as heroes.
Watching them in the lab with all their little vials and trying to make vaccines or putting on their hazard suits.
When there's so much skepticism about science in some quarters, Toms appreciates the idea that TV could inspire kids to become epidemiologists. Who knows? We might need them. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.